We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 3 o'clock on the dot. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. And we know a big game's coming up on Sunday. Mr. Reese, Eagles and Rams out in California, 425 start. Fox is going to be there. They're bringing their entire studio show outside of the Coliseum to create a college game day environment. I hope they know what they're doing with those Eagles fans, because it's going to be all Eagles fans. Like, maybe some Rams fans there as well.
Maybe.
Maybe a few, handful. But the Rams are a good team, and they're going to be facing Jared Goff and Sean McVay and Todd Gurley. And to talk about this team is a man who I've had on my fantasy team many times over the course of his career with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now he's doing the Rams radio color analyst. Maurice Jones-Drew joins Marks and Reese on WIP. What's up, MJD?
How you guys doing?
Doing great, brother. How's it going out there in L.A.? Tell us how football back in L.A. is going, pro football back in L.A.
You got two teams that are playing really well right now. Both are winning. Right now the Rams are kind of dealing with those fires that are going on down here, but they're finding a way, and they really needed to get healthy. Last week they kind of got banged up a little bit, and they need to get healthy and get ready to compete against a tough team. You guys know about the Eagles. I mean, they can run the ball. They got four guys who can tote that thing the right way. You got a quarterback who is playing lights out and phenomenal, big, fast, strong guy who made a heck of a throw against Seattle with someone dangling on his legs. And then, obviously, your receivers. You know, you guys just paid Alshon Jeffery. Then defensively, your front seven is one of the best in the game. And Malcolm Jenkins is doing a great job on the back end with those corners as well. So it's going to be a tough task for them, but I think they're excited for it. And, I think Coach McVay kind of answered the question everyone asked. He's like, it's Jared Goff versus Carson Wentz. And, you know, the coaches speak is like, no, it's not. But it really is. And I think that's one of the exciting storylines of this game.
I'm glad you walked me right into that one, because that was going to be my next question for you, Maurice. Jared Goff in his second year, we've watched this, the leap Carson made from his first year to his second year. Both these guys top of the draft last year. You're closer out there. You get to see Jared Goff every game. What's been the biggest difference for him in his second year as opposed to what it was like for him in his rookie year?
Well, the first thing is last year they led the league in drops, so that never helps a young quarterback, right? When the ball hits your hands as receivers, you have to catch, and that's what they do now. They still do have some drops here and there, but it's very uncommon. I think Andrew Whitworth has done a great job at left tackle to keep him confident in the pocket. Jared throws from the pocket. He doesn't roll out much unless he really has to, unless there's pressure. He doesn't see Gus, so he's standing in there. And I think Todd Gurley coming back and having a big year helps him out as well, because now teams have to, be worried about Todd and what he's able to do. And Jared, the one thing that I love about Jared, and a lot of people kind of say is Coach McVay, and he's done a great job, but their communication as a head coach to quarterback is one of the best that I've seen in a long time, where, they're on the same page and they're doing they're looking at the defense the same way. And we all know that when you have a quarterback and an offensive play caller who can do that, the sky's the limit. So they're doing a great job right now.
Hey, and that's my next question, MJD. You know exactly where we're going here. Sean McVay, so you mentioned two names, Gurley and Goff. And last year, Gurley struggled. We know what Goff happened last year. He was also a rookie. How much of the success this year with the offense is Sean McVay? How much credit does he get for coming in here and turning things around?
Oh, he gets a ton of credit, but I also think Les Snead gets a ton of credit for bringing in Robert Woods, going and drafting Cooper Kupp, getting Gerald Everett, getting Tyler Higbee, getting Sammy Watkins, making a big trade to go get Sammy, going and get Andrew. They went and got pieces to help this offense. And I think no matter what happens, I was always told as a kid, you can be a great coach, but with bad players, you're going to be a bad coach. You can be a bad coach with great players, and some people will think you're a great coach. And so I think what Coach McVay has been able to do, he's been very innovative in what the play calls that he's doing, utilizing guys and their abilities all over the field, kind of stretching the defense horizontally, sideline to sideline, but also vertically down the field as well, And, you know, when you add players to a roster like this, then defensively they've added some other pieces as well. They kind of put together a nice group of guys who can go out there and they're all on the same page and they all want to win. And when you see guys like Sammy Watkins blocking downfield on Todd Gurley for a screen, or Todd Gurley sacrificing his body to go on there and pick up a blitz so Jared can have a second longer to throw it down the field to Sammy, or to matter of fact, Robert Woods blocking linebackers on toss plays and not complaining. Those are selfless guys they've added the right guys to this team. That's what's helping them go forward along with McVay.
Offense is always going to drive the storyline, MJD, when you're talking about a team and the success they're having. But you look at that Rams team, that defense is a big part of what they're doing as well. Talk about the impact of bringing in a guy like Wade Phillips and how he's been able to transform that defense and what they're doing out there.
Well, I mean, early in the year they had a tough situation. Aaron Donald holding out, and there's two ways you could have handled it. And I felt like the Rams handled it the right way. No one had any ill will toward them. They understood this was a business decision. And I think that was one of the big hurdles for Coach McVay early on, him and Wade Phillips. So he leaned on Wade a lot in that situation, and Wade, being the guy that he is, understands the business of the game. You know, yes, you want to play football, but there's a side to it when there's money involved that players are, you know, everybody wants to be compensated. So you're able to get over that hurdle and come out clear, which was huge. Now Wade Phillips comes in. Now you add a dominant piece like Aaron Donald into a where they rush five, they try to get one-on-ones. Aaron Donald's been very dominant over the last couple weeks. He's hitting his stride. Robert Quinn has been very dominant rushing the passer. But Tremaine Johnson, I think, is a guy that no one really talks about on their back end, who he shadows the number one wide receiver every game. And we all know when you hear about Deion Sanders and you hear about a lot of guys doing that, it's tough to do because you have to go against the number one guy who's going to get targeted a ton. He's going to line up all over the place. You have to run and follow him. And he's done a great job of holding his own and really setting down some number one guys, which allows in Kayvon Webster to do his job. And then obviously Alec Ogletree and Mark Barron have done a great job at the linebacker position, getting picks and being disruptive in the running game, and then stepping in the passing lane. So they've been very opportunistic. And it's exciting. Again, like I said, when you have an offense playing the way they're playing and a defense playing the way the Rams are playing, and then, you know, a lot of people don't want to give special teams their due, but Johnny Hecker and Zerline, those guys are doing a great job. And then the special teams guys, they scored two or three times on special teams this year, which is unheard of in one season. You know, they're all three phases are playing really well right now for them.
Hey, Maurice, look at the game on Sunday. Two evenly matched teams. Do you expect this to be a close one? How do you handicap the affair?
Well, the NFC, it's weird because, I played in the AFC my whole career, and so traveling on the road was nothing to AFC team. But it seems like this year in the NFC, teams that are on the road have struggled a little bit. Obviously, we saw the Eagles go up to the Northwest, which is always tough to play no matter who it is, whatever team it may be. We've seen every team struggle up there. The Rams have struggled up there as well. You know, it's just hard to travel. And so I think, you know, Philly staying on the West Coast was huge for them. Being able to get acclimated to the time and getting their routine and get things going. And so I think it's going to be a very close game. I think it's going to be an evenly matched game where both offenses are going to have some drives that are going to wow some people, but then also both defenses are going to do some things that are going to wow some people. And so it's going to be – I don't know the line or whatever it is that people are looking
Rams
at.
Rams are slight favorites in the game.
Okay, well, I mean, it makes sense. You're at home, right? And it's a East Coast team coming west, but – I think it's going to be a really good game, and it definitely should have been a game that was flexed. But it's going to be exciting to see because these two teams are going to be really good for the next, you know, hopefully the next 10, 15 years down the road because these two quarterbacks are playing so well so early.
Real quick, if you can remember back to what game was Aaron Donald's first game back? I'm sitting here looking at the schedule.
It was the Redskins, and he kind of the Redskins ran the ball really well against him,
okay,
just because he wasn't doing the scheme the way that they had practiced all OTAs that he missed and all training camp. But it took him about a week or two to get back into it, and he's done a great job of stopping the run. I want to say it was the Cowboys, second half of the Cowboys game, where they've kind of settled into the defense, and then they shut down Zeke, and then they went on a run, stopping some good runners there.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the schedule, and that's how it sort of plays out. It's like, okay, after that Cowboys game, no one has scored over 20 points against this team since then.
Right, right. Yep. Yeah, no, they've been playing well. So it's going to be exciting to see. Again, I think you know, these are the kind of matches that you look for, especially in December. It's playoff football right now. And, you know, that's the exciting part about it. It seems like everybody in the NFC that are in the playoffs are going to have to play each other eventually before the playoffs happen. So I know the Rams are very excited about this opportunity. And when you hear, obviously, the Eagles players talk and Coach Peterson talk, they're very excited about it. And it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be, you know, it's always fun to call these type of games because it can go either way. And there's going to be ebb and flows of the game, and people are going to be excited about it. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew will be on the call, Rams Radio on Sunday. And I got to ask this before I let you go. Got to ask the question, Maurice, because I remember a couple years ago after the Eagles got rid of Chip Kelly that you kind of blasted him. It might have been even been on TMZ, like one of those guys came up to you with their phone.
No question.
And you blasted
no question.
Chip Kelly. Now, MJD also went to UCLA,
uh-oh,
so I'm wondering what your thoughts are about Chip coming to your alma mater.
Chip Kelly's a great college coach. Great college coach.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I think that the issue that I had with him in Philly is that you had so much talent there, and they traded guys away like LeSean McCoy, who still has years left in the tank, right?
Yep.
And you didn't replace him with anyone. Then you let DeSean Jackson go, and then you let Jeremy Maclin go. I mean, those are the things. You can't acquire talent like that. Like, it's hard to get talent. Like, the Eagles were really talented when he got there. Mm-hmm. Mike Vick, Shady, all these receivers, tight ends. I mean, they looked phenomenal. And I thought when him being there, he kind of took away all the talent that they had. So I was upset with that because you had a team that I felt was ready to make that next leap, especially with you coming in your system. It was built for that. Then you go to the San Francisco, do the same thing. In college, you can't do that in college. You can't, you know, trade kids or cut kids. You have mm-hmm. to go and get them. And he's done a great job in the pack. I know everybody in L.A. is a little shook right now. All those Trojan fans are shook right now. I talked to all of them. Very excited that they're scared. That means Chip is bringing back the fear. And at the end of the day, we just want to win anyways. And so I'm very excited that UCLA was willing to go and pay the big bucks to get a big-time college coach.
Yeah, Chip's going to do fine in college.
Yeah, he'll be much better in college. I agree. He'll be much better for you.
You guys know there's certain coaches that are really good in the pros and certain coaches that are really good in college. And there's some that are really good in high school. So it's just I think college fits him better.
No, we had the same sentiments that you had about him. We just felt it kind of ironic that he winds up at your school.
but like
you said, he's a good college coach. So that's what
right.
that is.
The football guys work in mysterious ways, don't they?
MJD.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
Good luck on the game
Sunday.
No problem.
See you guys. All right, bye.
Yep. There he is.
How about that, Johnny?
Uh-huh.
You had the same thought I had.
Is that right?
Like, yeah, you got to ask him about the Chip Kelly hire.
Absolutely.
That's a school.
Oh, man, I remember him blasting Chip Kelly.
I remember it, yeah.
I remember playing it, being like, you get him, MJD. 888-729-9494. By the way, he was telling us about all the things that Chip did with them. Like, yeah, that was everybody's show for two straight years.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.